The regular season is finally upon us. Hello, and thank you for joining us for another season of Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani with John Elway. John, thanks for coming back for another year here.
It's hard to believe it's starting up already, but excited about it.
This week, head coach Vance Joseph said that Justin Simmons will be a starter at safety. What did you see from him that let you know this would be possible?
Well, when we drafted Justin in the third round, I think it was last year, you know, we had high hopes for the athleticism that he shows. And I think this year, really what we saw was really a step up in the physical side. He could play down in the box. He really was taking on fullbacks. And he took on Janovich very, you know, three or four times in training camp. And so we just saw physicalness that really matured. And so, you know, Justin's ready to take over that spot. He has great range. He's got good coverability. And so we're excited about what Justin can do.
He shined during training camp. Who's another guy who really surprised you through training camp in the preseason?
Well, I mean, I think it was a good camp for a lot of guys. You know, and it's always hard to pinpoint one guy. But I think one person that really stepped up, Connor McGovern, had a real good camp. Going from year one to year two and really moving him inside to guard and tackle and center. And then he played some center, got used to that with Matt being down with hip offseason hip surgeries that he had. So, you know, Connor had a real good camp. So we're real excited about him. But I think, you know, the rookie class had a good class, you know, a good camp. You know, Garrett Bowles, you know, being with a lot of expectations coming in, playing left tackle. It's a tough spot to come in and do, but, you know, he's really done a nice job, too. So, but, you know, overall, it was a really good camp for everybody.
How about a guy like Jamal Carter? I mean, what does that say about your staff? Find an undrafted guy like that.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, it comes down to our scouts, and our scouts do a heck of a job. They work a lot, and they work very hard, and they're on the road a lot. And so, you know, they do a tremendous job. And so when we get guys like Jamal Carter, I think that when you look at our 13 out of the last 14 years, we've had a college free agent to make our team, and so that credit goes to the scouts. They worked their tail off to get those guys.
Simeon drops to throw, quick drop, throws a snap out. Demaryius Thomas has it. The big receiver rumbles out of the 40-yard line. First down, Denver.
Nice quick release, got the ball out of his hand.
Last year, heading into that first game against the Panthers, you told Trevor, hey, just relax, it's just a football game. Him heading into year two as a starter now, what's your message going to be this time?
Well, I mean, I think that Trevor's going to feel so much more comfortable going in the second year. I mean, he did a heck of a job last year with going in the starting role in his rookie, really his second year. But, as a first-year starter, really did a tremendous job. And so we just think that, with that year of experience, a new offense for him, which is, you know, he's adjusted to very, very well. And that experience is just tremendous. You can't get it anywhere else other than playing. And so I think that Trevor will be, he's going to have a very good year. We're much better around him. Hopefully the offensive line is better. Hopefully we're going to run the ball a little bit better than we did last year. And so to give Trevor some more help. But, we have high hopes for Trevor.
It's an exciting time, the start of a new season. And I know around here, Super Bowls are the expectations. But what are some other goals that you set for this year's game?
Well, I mean, I think you got to start, obviously the Super Bowl is always a long-range goal for us, but I think we have to continue to set short-term goals, which, number one is we got to start by trying to win the division. And obviously with the Raiders being a better football team, Kansas City's still solid, and then, we open with the Chargers. And so it's a very tough division, but we got to start there and really plan on trying to win our division and then go from there one step after that. But I think, number one, we got to take care of our division games, and the first one being that next Monday night against the Chargers.
Yeah, always exciting when Philip Rivers comes to town. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Elway Access.